Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. The features there we give to you. So head over to freetalklive.com. Get interactive. You can control the content of the website by submitting things to it. You find something online that you think's interesting, submit it as show prep at freetalklive.com. It will be voted upon, and the most voted up make it to the front page in the top of the site. So head over, get interactive, freetalklive.com. Tonight it's Ian here.
And Julia.
And Mark.
We're discussing the Miami zombie case, as it's been called, cannibal, the guy that was eating the face off of another man. The victim is alive, but the man who was doing the eating has been shot to death by the police in that particular case, which... It's a shame that the police felt they had to shoot this man to death. I mean, you would think that they could shoot him in a way that would disable him from being able to eat someone's face.
Carry tasers, right? I mean, I imagine that's a shocking circumstance. Maybe that's what overcame the officer. I don't know. But, really, he seems the guy is occupied eating another man's face who apparently was still somewhat conscious.
Yeah.
So, taser?
So, and it would have been interesting to see what this man would say later on. Like, who is this guy? You know, what's his story? And so it would have been interesting, but that's not going to happen. He's dead. But there's some analysis going on here in the CBS News report out of Miami by experts, people that know, a police officer for the Fraternal Order of Police, saying that this could have been LSD. People says we've seen cases exactly like this where people have admitted taking LSD, and it's no different than cocaine psychosis. People have taken their clothing off, been extremely violent with what seemed to be superhuman strength, even using their jaws as weapons. The officer says, I took care of a 150-pound individual who you thought was 250 pounds, etc., etc. And then the doctor in the case agrees with the cop, saying that he believes that this was bath salts. And he says, he puts it this way, he says the new LSD, by the way, this isn't a... I shouldn't completely attribute this to the doctor. This is the interpretation of what the doctor told CBS News. So it's a CBS reporter or editor saying that the doctor claimed that the new LSD is commonly called bath salts. Now, this is like the ultimate dumbed-down statement. Like, this is so mass market. Just let's try to explain to people what this is.
It's like saying the new cocaine is heroin.
Right.
I mean, because these are two entirely different drugs.
Yeah.
Okay, one was popular once, the other's popular now.
They have different effects.
And here's another thing for you. Bath salts, that's plural for a reason. There are different products being marketed as bath salts out there. So,
if you want to see what some of these things are, if you go to Ecstasy, this is for the listeners, if you go to ecstasydata.org, this is an organization that tests pills for people. And they test all over the world, primarily the United States, but they get some pills from Spain and places like that. And they basically are a DEA licensed lab, and they will tell you what is in this stuff.
Okay.
So they actually got a bunch of these bath salts, and they list a whole variety of them, and they list some of the chemicals in them. So I'm going to pull them up so I can just read some of the random names of these drugs you've never heard of.
Well, there's methylone, right?
Yes, that's methylone and methadrone are the most popular ones.
How about MDPV, mm-hmm. methylene dioxypropylpyrovalerone, or something like that? These are drugs that, as I understand it, are designed to ape some of the popular illegal drugs out there, like MDMA or cocaine or methamphetamine, for instance.
Here's some other ones. MDPBP, PMMA...
that was two of them or one?
That's two.
Okay.
JWH-81.
That's the pot one. There are several JWHs. There's JWH-12, JWH-15. There's different. These are different chemical configurations.
Right.
And they're intended to mimic different drugs, so they have completely different effects from each other.
Right.
So bath salts is
a category.
Drugs. Yeah. I mean, it's essentially that's what it means. It's
designer drugs.
Yeah, they're designer drugs. That's exactly right.
So, I mean, there's more. They're just letters, basically. It's alphabet soup drugs.
Right. But so to make the statement, the new LSD is bath salts. It's just, I mean, right on its face, it's an incorrect statement because you're taking one drug, LSD, and likening it to
10 like drugs.
20 drugs. Yeah. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. And as I understand it, there are no bath salts that are being marketed as a replacement for LSD. Like these chemicals you're mentioning.
Why would you? I mean, LSD is a relatively cheap drug. So, you know, bath salts aren't going to make their money off of that. They're going to make much more money marketing themselves as alternatives to marijuana and other things.
Ecstasy.
Well, I would presume if somebody wanted to market an alternative to LSD, they could. It's not about the price, Mark. It's about the availability. So bath salts are much more widely. You can go and get bath salts at your local corner store,
so,
but you can't exactly just go out on the street and pick up some LSD. It's a lot harder to come across that.
The point I
was making is that, you know, MDMA is being aped by methylone, is being aped by mephedrone. These bath salts, there are certain ones that are supposed to be ripping off the original illegal drug. But I don't think I've ever heard of a bath salt that is intended to rip off LSD.
I haven't. No.
So it's not even they're not even trying to ape LSD. It's such a powerful substance LSD is compared to these other drugs. Like as far as the amount that you need to dose on LSD, very very small. What is it?
Yeah,
micrograms.
It's micrograms. I would venture to say that LSD is a very unique drug.
Yeah. So it's just completely unfair what this the doctor in this case, an emergency room doctor, is saying. It's just dumbed down. Okay, parents, beware! It's the new LSD. It's bath salts. Well, no, bath salts is like 20 different things, and you need to know more than that.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say something, but
I was, but I don't remember.
All right, so 855-450-FREE. Let's continue here with the piece from CBS News, just completely misinformed, just a total piece of misinformation. Because if you think about it, this is CBS, right? The people are going to look at this at CBS News.
I remember what I wanted to say. I just wanted to make this clarification because I actually heard people saying this today at work. Bath salts is the name that they were basically put on the package so that they could sell these before they were made illegal in a corner store.
Are they illegal now?
I know that they're pushing to do it in Washington. Yeah. I'm not sure. I don't think they are quite yet. I know a lot of states have cracked down.
But how do they crack down? I mean, you can't outlaw these things because somebody can just change the formulation.
You're
not allowed to sell anything that's a drug called bath salt?
Maybe. Well, what it might end up being is they'll maybe ban, like, wild cards, essentially. Like, for instance, when you are doing computing, if you use an asterisk when you search for something, it'll find, like, so if I wanted to find Mark Edge and Mark Edge in your full name, I could put Mark Edge and then an asterisk after it, and it might, like, find everything that starts with Edge, that sort of thing. Wild card, as it's called in searches. So they may have some sort of wild card ban, like JWH asterisk. Anything with JWH in front of it, you know, is banned. So there may be some way for them to do this, but that would be a good question for the research chemical guy that called the show one night to talk about this, because that was his claim, was that he didn't care if they banned JWH-18. He'll just stock JWH-25 or whatever. You know, whatever the next tweak is on that chemical configuration.
Well, I know that there are analog laws in a lot of states. Where basically if it could be considered an analog of a drug, so like MDMA, for example, methylone is actually BK-MDMA, so that's an analog of MDMA, and so that could be illegal just because it's an analog. Like, I actually one time got these pills years ago, and they were fake ecstasy pills. I sent them into ecstasy data and got them analyzed, and I joked that these pills were actually legal. Like, the chemicals that were in them...
And caffeine.
Yeah, it was caffeine and TFMPP. Now, TFMPP was illegal, but they never renewed it. So it's technically not illegal exactly. Mm. But I guarantee you, if I got... They had, like, a certain ban. Mark's giving me weird looks.
Oh,
they
I just don't
like
know what it is. Yeah,
TFMPP, it's a piperazine. It's a nasty drug. I highly recommend staying away from it forever. Yeah. But we joked about how these pills are technically legal. Like, I could walk around with these, but I guarantee you, if I got caught with them, I would absolutely be arrested for possession of ecstasy.
Mm. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So more on the way here about the misinformation. Plus, you know, it's also in these conversations important to talk about safety and harm reduction. We haven't really touched on that yet. I think it's always important to bring that up. 855-453, don't want to make it seem like we're just advocating people go out and get a bunch of drugs. Absolutely, that's not the case. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Imagine you're on trial. the charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Good day, Jim Newcomer for Midas Resources, June 4th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,621.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,661.99, $830.99 for a half ounce, or $415.50 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,661.99, $830.99, and $415.50.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explain this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, memory power, and super male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE. Talk Live. Toll-free number for you, 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website,
over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the various features that you'll find there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. We have a lot of features on our site. They include the bulletin board system where you can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. Head over to bbs.freetalklive.com to do that. It's totally free, of course. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Ian, tell me about the new Wi-Fi and radio that you've been testing out.
You mean the CC Wi-Fi internet radio?
That's right.
It's great. I've been enjoying it. We've got it in the staff kitchen here at LRN.FM, and generally it's on at all times, so you can kind of hear what's going on, using it essentially as a studio monitor in a different room.
It's convenient.
It's good for me for that purpose, but also if I want to tune into anything from electronic music to heavy metal, I mean, they've got so many different categories, literally 18,000 choices, including Pandora, Opio, Live 365, and MP3 Tune. They're all available, and it costs you nothing above the cost of the radio. There's no subscriptions involved in this. It's just that you go set up the channels that you want to listen to and then tune into them. It's that simple. Of course, C Crane Company.
It's a lot easier to use it than using, you know, necessarily a laptop or something like that, and you know, takes that kind of functionality out too.
Well, right. Essentially, you're talking about a little computer in a box,
right?
But it only does one thing, so you don't have to worry about a blue screen of death or any of the other things that might come along with using a Windows machine or Macintosh or something like that. So it simplifies the process. And, of course, you can go to ccrane.com to look at it and order one, because C Crane, they make some darn good products. I mean, you want to talk about the best audio listening products in the world, not just their CC Wi-Fi internet radio, but, Mark, you've been tooling around with their CC Radio 2 as well.
I'm very impressed with it.
Which is more of a classic actual radio. Like, the CC Wi-Fi internet radio does not get radio waves. It's only an internet radio. I guess technically it does because it's Wi-Fi, but as far as, like, broadcast radio, you can't get that on this. But you can listen to your favorite broadcast radio station via their internet stream.
Chances are very good that if you have some favorite radio station from whatever town you're from, that you can listen to that station wherever you are.
Yeah, as long as they've got a stream, it's probably on the CC Wi-Fi.
So if you live in Seattle now, but you're from Tampa, you can tune in 98 Rock and listen to that if that's what you want to listen to.
There you go. ccrane.com, ccrane.com to get yours. As we continue here, let's go to the phones to your thoughts. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. And then more about bath salts on the way here. Nick is listening in St. Louis. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark. Hello, Nick.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I love your show.
Thanks. And go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, I have an idea. I was thinking maybe you could have an award show, like, at the end of the year, and put on the best calls in different categories, you know, and kind of give them some sort of reward, you know, verbal award or whatever, for, like, best rant or, you know, like that one guy that called in that was acting like he was a Cobra.
Cobra Commander.
You know, it's a great idea, but the big secret about Free Talk Live is it's essentially a business with two people.
It's not a secret.
And Ian and I do this on our own, and I spend all day making telephone calls to advertisers to get them to advertise on the show.
I was spending all day making phone calls to radio stations to try to get them to take the show.
As a result, we don't have some little tech mole in Quantico with the time to go through.
Yes, it'd be great if we could assign one of our many talented and well-paid producers to that task, but unfortunately
we have plenty of talented producers. They're just not well-paid.
We don't have any paid producers actually on this program. So you know, here's what I would suggest, Nick. You should have your own Free Talk Live Awards ceremony where you can hand out.
Send them to us, and then we'll take a look and see if we like it.
Well, we did just have a guy call recently. He was like, "Oh, you guys should have a YouTube presence." Like, well, that's a great idea. You should do it, and he did. He went and he created a Free Talk Live YouTube channel and has been uploading all the Free Talk Live promos.
If it gets a bunch of traffic, it's going to get Google ads. If it gets Google ads, he's going to make money doing it.
I think that'd be great. I mean, if you can make money somehow off of promoting our show, that doesn't bother me any. So, maybe make up your own little vignette or whatever, and then release it at the end of the year, put it up over at the Free Talk Live BBS, and put it up as a story on freetalklive.com, and make it available to the public on YouTube. Who knows?
Email it to me.
Yeah.
All right. In my copious amounts of free time, I'll try and do that.
That's right.
Now you know how we
there
feel.
You go, buddy.
Nick, anything else on your mind? Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you.
Right. And I... I endeavor to get up at 8:20 every morning.
Yeah.
And, you know, you...
I don't endeavor hard enough.
Well, I've got a four-year-old, and he really, really helps.
Yeah.
And that's what my day spent doing, is those things. You know, certainly there's an errand here and there that needs to get done, but I spend my time making telephone calls to radio stations, you know, that I
no, you
eat.
Don't. You call...
Excuse me. To call advertisers.
Essential advertisers.
And then, you know, I eat dinner. I come over here. I do the radio program.
Do it
I
all again the next day.
Yeah. So I've got a 14-hour day. I just, if I knew how to do whatever it was that, and I'm sure I could be taught.
You are doing something, though, by the way. I think, can we talk about this, Mark?
What
you're working on with the Edgington Post? Can we
sure.
talk about Because, like, you're going to do this, right? Like,
it's,
if we talk about it, you're going to have to do it.
Putting it together, yes.
Okay, so what do you want me to explain it?
I think you probably, I'm taking the Edgington Post as an interview series that I do after the podcast. So if you want to hear interviews with interesting people, the podcast.
Not every night, though. A few nights a week.
Several nights a week. And I've ramped it up with the intention that I'm going to provide more service for my podcast listeners, because podcast listeners are the soil from which Free Talk Live grows. We've got lots and lots of radio listeners with more than 100 stations, and they're great. I'm not going to downplay radio stations or the radio listeners in any way, shape, or form, but podcast listeners are truly the people that care the most about Free Talk Live. They're the choir in the church. And, you know, what we need is, you know, more soil in which to grow. And so I'm going to provide as much as possible to the podcast listeners in hopes that they, hey, maybe they're going to share it on their Facebook page or, you know, tweet it on Twitter or something like that. If I provide more, maybe they'll, help more by spreading the word. And that's my intention. And so I'm going to put this together as sort of its own show, too, because a lot of people want to hear the interviews separately.
Well, yeah. So we've been tacking them on to the end of the shows, and we'll probably still continue to do that. But also, because we now have SoundCloud as our host, it makes it so we can store things and distribute them a little bit easier than previously. I mean,
metrics can be kind of tough, but everything else seems to be a lot easier.
We probably could have done this before, but you didn't really have the motivation to do it. And then somebody sent an email the other day saying, hey, why don't you do this? Make Edgington Post available as its own podcast and then also put it up on LRN.fm or whatever. And I thought it was a good idea, and it's something we can easily do now. So, for instance, if you go to the Free Talk Live SoundCloud channel, you'll see that I've been uploading Radio Free Keen News to that channel, which is one of my little side projects that I do. Basically, once every 10 days or so, I'll cut a 5-minute news package of what's been going on here in Keene, New Hampshire, and I've been uploading it to SoundCloud, so it's been distributed in our podcast. You know, and if you don't want to listen to it as a podcast listener, just don't download that track or just delete it. It's not an obtrusive thing. And so the same thing can happen with Edgington Post. We can start putting Edgington Post into our feed on SoundCloud. It'll show up as part of our regular podcast. So like the Free Talk Live podcast feed will include Edgington Post, Free Talk Live, and the occasional Radio Free Keene News. But we can also create a pipe, what they call a Yahoo pipe, to basically filter only the Edgington Post into its own podcast. So it's coming. For those of you that are big Edgington Post fans, be able to subscribe separately to that coming soon. More coming up, freetalklive.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven 3-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More of the best or less guaranteed.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com and all the features we give to you, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing their listeners of the program. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. And by the way, we were talking about the Edgington Post a moment ago, which is your post-show thing that you do sometimes, Mark, where you interview folks, and we attach it to the podcast. We were discussing how that's going to be turned into kind of its own podcast thing at some point down the in the immediate future, I guess.
Immediate future, yeah.
You're working on that behind the scenes. But you actually cut an Edgington Post today before the show. Who is it that people will be hearing the show tonight?
Robert Murphy. He is an adjunct fellow with the Mises Institute. I don't know if you guys are, if everybody's familiar with it, but it is an Austrian economics organization. And, I asked him some questions. I'd basically been caught flat-footed by somebody with, when you make a statement, you source that statement. Somebody sourced a statement, and I wasn't able to rebut that myself, so I'm going to the source, and that was, for me, Robert Murphy. Jason Osborne, I asked him initially, and he's like, there's probably somebody who's better, and he said Robert Murphy, so I interviewed Bob today.
This is a pretty big interview for people in the Liberty Movement, like Bob Murphy, pretty big name,
yep.
And so that'll be on the Edgington Post tonight on the podcast. It'll be the very end of the podcast version of this show, or the archived version of this show over at freetalklive.com.
That's right. Bitcoins are the world's first potentially anonymous digital cash. cash. With Bitcoins, you don't have to sign any contracts or have any terms of service that you've got to abide by. It's a free peer-to-peer software. And like they say, you know, I mean, you can make it virtually anonymous, your payments to people around the world. You don't have to make any, you know, pay any fees for this. It's not, you know, handled by any banking organization or, you know, any, under the auspices of any governmental purview. It's just people spending money on the internet. You can find out more by visiting weusecoins.org. There's a minute and 44 second long video explaining Bitcoins there. Bitcoins are changing the internet. They're going to change the world. You should know about them. And now, thanks to BitInstant.com, you can have Bitcoins in less than an hour by depositing cash at any major bank. You can buy your Bitcoins with cash at BitInstant.com.
So we've been discussing bath salts on and off throughout the program here tonight. And, Julia, you were pretty upset by some misinformation that you heard touted around the workplace and maybe in your personal
Correct.
Life about bath salts. And, of course, it's completely understandable why people are spouting misinformation. They're being fed misinformation by mainstream media sources, which being fed information or misinformation by the police and doctors who are clueless about bath salts. So we got this CBS News story here that says that the new LSD is bath salts. And so you get a news story like that from an organization that people consider reputable, like CBS News. You've probably got morning show hosts across the country who are just ripping and reading that story and they're like, oh, I'll tell you what, that new athlete's like bath salts out there, Johnny boy. And they're just, you know, yucking it up and everybody just thinks it's the truth. They think it's true.
I understand that people don't know what they're talking about, and I understand why, but when I talk about something that I don't know anything about, I would usually preface it with, you know, I heard, or I don't really know anything about this particular topic, but, you know, like, it bothers me that people state this stuff as fact when they don't know anything about drugs at all. They know how to drink at night. That's irritating to me.
Mm. Absolutely.
Well, I think that I wonder if people make preface the statements whether it really matter. Just because when you make statements, when you try to preface them on this show, I mean, how often have we made prefaced statements or just read something and then somebody will call in and say, you guys said such and such. They heard something entirely different than what we said. I remember on Saturday night, some woman called in and said that said that public employees were stealing. When we had spent a minute explaining that we didn't believe that public employees were stealing. I mean, really, she heard the opposite of what we said, let alone a preface.
I guess for me, if it's a subject that I don't know anything about, I would, you know, I'm just the kind of person who would say either, I'm interested in this and I would like to learn more. And this is what I heard. And I like to learn new things. I like to read information, take information in. So I would look that up. You know, what are bath salts? Are they really this bad? I heard these things.
But from when you're talking about a journalist says, well, there's only a few good sources. They don't consider things on the internet like ecstasydata.com to be a real source.
Or,
they believe the cops and the government are the only source that you can have when it comes to
comes
to these drugs.
I get it. It's just irritating.
Yeah, just saying.
I'm annoyed.
Yeah, well.
Coming up next to Johnny and Stevie in the morning, we're going to be doing bath salts here in the studio.
Right, you know, stuff like that. Honk, honk.
So there's all kinds of misinformation out there. The mainstream media, the police, the doctors, you know, these people are not putting out, at least the ones that are being reported, are not being putting out useful information. They're not putting out information that is true, and it's going to result in people misunderstanding this situation, and it could make things more dangerous for people with misinformation like that out there.
Yeah, I heard some people today at work talking about how they had heard that bath salts were worse than heroin, like heroin, that you shoot up and then you start hallucinating.
Are people shooting up bath salts?
I have heard of it. I actually saw a really gross picture once of somebody who said he got pretty hooked on methadone, and he, like, showed a picture of, like, a bunch of needles in his room. It is done. I would say they are more commonly smoked and snorted.
Yeah.
But it's definitely done. And eaten, too. I mean, I know I have a friend right now who's pretty into methylone, and she eats it. You know, that's how she does it.
Tell her to stop.
I have tried as nicely as I could.
The doctor in this case, who is claiming that LSD is commonly, the new LSD is commonly called bath salts, the drug, says the doctor, can raise a person's body temperature to such a high degree that logic and the ability to feel pain are lost, then delirium sets in, and that often leads to disaster.
Okay, let's take that sentence apart for a second, because the first part is true, I'm sure. There are lots of drugs that raise your body temperature.
Right, but the drug is how he's referring to bath salts, which is plural. There are multiple bath salts, as we pointed out earlier.
Many.
And I'm not sure that they raise your body temperature to the point where you can't make logical decisions or feel pain. That sounds silly to me. That sentence doesn't really...
Drugs kind of affect your decision-making in general.
In general, but like the like how high could your body temperature be raised before you die, right? Because like if you have 103 fever, it's time to go to the doctor, right? So they're suggesting that they're going to raise your body temperature.
It's a good point.
I mean, like...
It's a very good point.
Like, it's just a really silly statement. There could be other things that affect your decision making, like just the way that your chemicals, alcohol, for example, great example of a drug that affects
does not raise your body temperature. However,
you will make some
really
poor choices.
Messes up your decision making skills.
Right, I think it would definitely affect your logic. If you have enough alcohol, you are not logical in any way. You would do
what about the ability to feel pain? Here, he says that you will lose your ability to feel pain. Does that happen with alcohol?
Yes, I would say definitely. I would say
so. For sure. Yeah, sure. Yeah, plenty of people, you know, wake up with bruises the next day. Like, well, how do I get this?
Well, it slows you. I mean, it just slows everything down, basically. So, but even still, it has nothing to do with body temperature. It just is an effect of the drug.
We've had several deaths, said the doctor. Earlier last year, we probably saw our first
death. Which is nothing compared to the amount of deaths we've had from alcohol.
Right. Earlier last year, we probably saw our first death from bath salts, where people were running on the MacArthur Causeway, under the MacArthur Causeway, being chased by the police, and then all of a sudden just collapsing. So was that a death directly linked to the bath salt or the fact that they
were... foreign substances in your body doesn't sound like a great way to make the machine run well.
No, certainly not. Although, maybe if they weren't running from the cops, they would never have exerted themselves to that extent and overheated.
They were probably up for days, you know, like 3 days or whatever, and just lost all their energy.
855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Bath salts. Maybe you've got some experience with these research chemicals. You'd like to enlighten us a bit. More coming up. Take control. Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. Get 18,000 radio stations from around the world. Pandora, Opio, Live 365, and MP3 Tunes. With C-Crane CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio. It's great in any room of the house. You can listen to your favorite station stream from back home, whether it's another state or another country. Play Free Talk Live's live streams, LRN.FM, or your favorite stations. If you're not familiar with the C-Crane company, their products are the best. Get the CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio at ccrane.com. CCRANE.com.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic, and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection, guaranteed or your money back.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. 648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want. Toll-free number for you, 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com, and here with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
As we continue here, we will take your calls about anything. Also, invite you to support this program. If you appreciate Free Talk Live, you like what we're doing here on this program, you want to help us out, one of the ways you can do that is by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And that means that those who are amping the show are helping us get Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, and also exposing new people to new ideas, things that you don't typically hear about on broadcast radio. You can help us out. Go to amp.freetalklive.com, and you get perks, too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, the AMP-only forums, and more. Go and get the details and get signed up with any major credit card through PayPal or use Visa or MasterCard on our website over at amp.freetalklive.com. So we go to the phones and to your thoughts. Ed is listening in Tennessee. Ed, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark.
How y'all doing tonight?
Hey, Ed, what's on your mind?
All this hysteria about the bath salts. I mean, are you kidding me? Y'all been nailing it, though. Everything y'all, each one of y'all covered the main thing, though. But look, let's talk about the drug that kills more than all drugs combined with homicides, AIDS, everything. Number one cause of preventable death, one in every five deaths attributed to it, tobacco.
Tobacco.
But you never hear just freaking out on it. We're going to talk about two or three guys that, like Mark nailed it, mental illness, I guarantee.
Hold on a second. Is it actually tobacco that's the problem, or is it nicotine that's the problem?
It's not nicotine.
Well,
it's not nicotine?
No. An ingredient in the tobacco, but the tobacco,
it's,
you know, it damages the lungs.
Okay.
Marijuana can, as you know, because, I mean, they were baffled by it, that it has a lot of the same ingredients as tobacco, but out of 500,000 plants they've studied in all this, only marijuana contains THC. So they think you know, the study showed that it had a suggestive of a protective effect against lung cancer.
Against lung cancer. I mean, it's the craziest thing you've ever heard, because your whole life you've heard that one joint is like a pack of cigarettes. But,
well,
in fact, the science is the opposite.
It does, Mark.
What's that?
I didn't mean to interrupt you. But
go ahead. The science is the opposite. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, that is true. It does equal that. But, and that's what shocked the doctors, you know, studying all. You know, they already knew that. It has a lot of the same ingredients, but not THC. So they think that, you know, they just hypothesize. No fact, nothing, but they know you don't get lung cancer. But they assumed or hypothesized that the THC wrapped around the cancer cell and let it go out of the body without causing all the lung cancer that tobacco does. But my point is you know, tobacco, the number one cause of preventable death. Most, I mean, listen to this. In the 20th century, it killed 100 million users. It's estimated to kill 1 billion in the 21st century.
I wouldn't say there's one thing that kills more than tobacco does, and that's the state. Now, you know, there's evidence out there that if you put the numbers together of democide committed by governments and famine that are caused generally by governments, you know, commit wars and that kind of thing, that killed more people in the 20th century than lung disease did. But I get where you're coming from.
So
what's that?
Nothing kills more than 100 million people in the
I'll pull the numbers up. I mean, you know, I've got them saved on my computer because I know that this is an incredible thing, an incredible claim. People are just stunned by it. But one thing that an individual can do for themselves is quit smoking. An individual can't really quit the state, you know?
Right. But, hey, can I mention a couple more things real quick?
Sure.
The LSD, no overdose. Never has been an overdose to LSD to a death. I mean, overdose death.
Yeah, but couldn't you break your mind, though? Mind damage if you overdose on LSD?
Well,
I mean, that's a really powerful drug.
Yeah, it is very powerful, but most people don't take it like that. And like it says here.
You'd have to be crazy to do that.
Hey, the best book anybody that does any kind of drug should get, and I wish it would be an updated version of this book, but Illegal Drugs by Paul Gallinger, Gahlinger. It is the absolute best book on drugs. The history, it's 180 drugs that's classified as illegal. And like most of them, three-fourths are opiates and opioids. But LSD, look, if an excessive dose of LSD is taken, most users will suffer a temporary mental incapacitation but will recover without harm. None of the hallucinogens kill you. They cannot kill you in any kind of overdose. It may freak you out. So whenever you do them, be around friends. But, hey, for the lady there that says she does methylene dioxy methamphetamine.
What?
Going by this, what is it? The drug.
You're saying MDMA.
Yeah, no, I got it, but I didn't. Yeah, I don't think I said that I did that, but I do. But
okay, you have
anyway,
done that.
People that
yes.
do, anybody that does, I want to give them this tip. This is from this book, but don't take this on me. You can investigate it, but this Dr. Gallagher says if you take ecstasy, 3 hours after you take it, take Prozac, double the amount, and you can check
Prozac?
That yourself. It protects the brain.
Gosh, I've heard
check
so many bad
out.
Things about Prozac. I don't ever want to put that in my mouth.
Well,
and they're doubling up. Taking multiple drugs at once kind of can be, you know,
hey,
extra
whoa,
risky,
whoa,
too.
This
is from a very credible person.
Well, right, you want to make sure you do your research first.
Right,
I would recommend
that in.
Right, just in case, Ed, you got something wrong, I would recommend that everybody go out.
I totally agree with you.
Yeah.
Hey, but I'm just saying, Dr. Paul Gallinger, Illegal Drugs. But
Ed, thanks for the recommendation and the call and the thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE.
I was going to say, some drugs mix well together.
Sure, but you've got to know what you're doing.
Yeah, and I'm not saying everybody should go out and do a bunch of drugs or anything like that, but I have had some wonderful experiences on some drug combinations.
But didn't you
have
a friend who, like, took some drug previously in the night and then took another drug later and then realized after the fact, oops, those don't go together?
Yes, Yes, there are drugs that do not go well together. I have heard so many awful things about Prozac on its own that I want nothing to do with it ever. I mean, it's a nasty, nasty drug. So I wouldn't do that personally.
Well, there's a great resource. I mean, I know that he was recommending a book, but not as many people buy books these days or have them at their fingertips. So would recommend people go to Arrowid.org, E-R-O-W-I-D, Arrowid.org, where you can find information about illegal drugs, research chemicals, legal prescription medications, all kinds of really detailed, valuable information. Although it's important to point out, these new research chemicals, there's not 25 years or 50 years of experience of people using these things, so there's not as much information. So if you were to go to Arrowid.org and look at LSD or MDMA and compare the amount of information available about those substances to what information is available about methylone or mefedrone or some of these newer, more recently popular chemicals, you're not going to find the wealth of info. So, I mean, it's a research chemical for a reason. You're the subject. You know, that you are a tester for these subjects if you're using them, because there just haven't been that much experience with them.
So we were talking about causes of death there, too, and I have done the research on this in the past. You know, people have claimed that the state is this deadly thing and very deadly in the 20th century and things, but nobody really had any numbers on it, so I decided to go take a look. And tobacco, nearly as deadly as the state. Dimicide, this is this number, which is basically governments killing people, whether it's their own people or other people during wars. So dimicide, and you can look up dimicide on Google or whatever search, startpage.com, whatever search engine you use, and you'll find out a great deal about it. Tobacco, looks like about 8.5 to 10 as dimicide on this chart. But when you start figuring in another one, malnutrition, which is
starvation.
Yeah, starvation. That is well in advance, almost twice, at least half again, what dimicide is on the chart. And you realize that much of the malnutrition is caused by governmental policies.
Absolutely. Sanctions.
Wars, sanctions, and all these things.
Regulations preventing people from starting businesses.
And then you decide, okay, so I'll take half of that number of malnutrition, I'll stick it on top of dimicide. Then you get a number well in advance of the number one killer, which is heart disease around the world, and essentially you come up with a number in the 20th century that the state was the largest killer. Mm. Now the state, the concept of the state, not
right.
as one individual,
the people
state.
Calling themselves the
people,
state.
You know, people who believe that they can control other people through guns and violence and threats of violence. It's the most destructive force known to man.
Your thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE. Have you done bath salts? If so, which bath salt? There are different things out there being marketed as bath salts. What was your experience? 855-450-FREE. For some people, it's been terrifying. 1-855-450-3733. Hour number 3 is on the way. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up what you want. Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.